Powercord Heavy Metal Radio. It'll have you saying, yeah. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m.
The world's most...
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
From time to time, people ask me, hey Hypei, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude? The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
Hello, hello. We are back after a few weeks. This is Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. And today I have a couple guests. Say your names.
Mia.
I'm Pernilla.
I'm Ethan.
Welcome back,
Ethan.
Thank
you, guys.
Good to have you back.
It's been a while. Isaac. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is CITR 101.9 FM. And we're broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people from Vancouver, British Columbia, right after Narwhar, the Human Serviettes show. Narwhar just left the studio. And today, we have two guests on, and they're here to represent their organization, I can say.
Yeah.
So what exactly is it that you guys are here representing today?
So we're with Locals Only, and we're an independent event organizer and promoter in Vancouver. So we just put on like local rap shows, basically, for local artists.
And we started up this organization in January of this year. Mm-hmm. And so far, we've put on about 7 rap concerts.
Cool. That's great. And so what exactly is Locals Only? Is there anything else you want to say just so people understand?
It's like just like trying to organize a local music scene in Vancouver for sort of more underground rap artists and sort of like a youth like organization for like younger people who are getting into music and want to be able to perform and put on shows.
And it gives people that are just starting out their music careers an opportunity to practice performing and gives them the chance and the opportunity to experience that, which we're trying to provide because there's no one else really doing this. So they might not have been gotten the chance if they didn't.
Right. So are there any events right off the bat you want to promote right now? They're coming up soon.
We've got a few in the works. We have like a large show coming very soon that we want to specifically promote. But next week at the Avant Garden, 729 Gore Avenue in Chinatown, we're going to be helping out with a local clothing brand, Ill Kids. And we're just going to be having, they're going to have a pop-up shop downstairs, and we're going to also have a show upstairs. So if anyone wants to swing by, it will be on August 25th around probably like 8 p.m., 729 Gore.
Cool. Good to know. And are there any particular venues or artists that you want to work with in the future?
So we recently worked with Ness, and so far we've had really great experiences. He actually came to perform on his birthday, so he was really excited to be there, like great positive energy. So we're hoping to continue working. He's had the best attitude, or one of the best that we've worked with so far. And we're also trying to transition to more helping out clothing brands as well, because we're interested in helping out all different kinds of artists, not only musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are trying to start up a clothing brand or a fashion line, we can do pop-up shops for them. So that's why we're interested in organizing like pop-up shops with music kind of in the background. So we're like trying to branch out in that way.
So you want to make it clear that Locals Only is something that's multimodal. It's not just music.
Yeah.
It's going to be fashion. Is there anything else that's going to stem from that?
Yeah, so you mentioned venues, and I just want to shout out the Avant Garden. It's like a great multifunctional space in Chinatown. So basically, it's a recording studio. It has pop-up shops all the time, and we basically work there probably 2 to 3 times a month. We'll host a show there, and they're just like the best, most down-to-earth people, and it's like a wonderful venue for performers to sort of experience and perform at. And I just wanted to like shout them out because they've been awesome.
And the we've had a great relationship with the owners. They're very accommodating. And we actually have had a lot of trouble with this in the past before we found this venue.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main problems we've run into is our age has been kind of a block for us, as people that own a venue that may be a lot older, like say like middle-aged, would be very hesitant to rent the venue to people as young as us. So we've kind of been let down a couple times, so that's what makes the Avant Garden an even like better and like more appreciated place for us.
So they recognize just because you're young, it doesn't make a difference that you're trying to do something here.
Yeah, like a lot of venues, it's just for some reason there's so many more like hurdles and barriers, especially mm-hmm. putting on all ages shows if you're an underage person or a young person. Like I worked with some venues in the past, and they just made us like jump through so many like hoops. They like were like, you know, like your parents have to come like supervise you. Like I need your birth certificate for some reason. Just all this like really weird stuff. Because yeah, for some reason like people don't really like appreciate the fact that even though we're young, we're still using their venue and putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's really nice to be able to connect with like a grounded like down to earth like venue that can just accommodate the local art scene.
Mm-hmm. And aside from you two, there's a couple other members in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to explain who those people are and shout them out?
Yeah, so there's three of us in the core organizers, so that would be us two. And the third person, her name is Olivia.
Shout out Olivia.
Yes. And Olivia can't be here today. She's actually in Italy right now.
So, yeah, Olivia, get your ass over here.
And then we also have our photographer, and her name is Nora, and she does the shoots for us at the show. She also takes shoots with clothing brands. And so most of our pictures on her Instagram are actually shot by Nora. And then the last person that's worked with us a lot, her name's Adrian, and she does our graphic design. Like for example, our logo was designed mm-hmm. by Adrian.
Shout
so
out Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian. So yeah, her knowledge of graphic design and her passion for graphic design has been a lot of help along the way
too. Yeah, she has a passion for graphic design. And also we can't forget to shout out Amir. He's our like DJ, and also DJ Jack Magnus in the past. He's helped us out a bunch.
Yeah.
But yeah, Amir, he's our DJ, he helps us out, it's pretty good. And then, yeah, I think that's our shout out.
And there's definitely people that we probably forgotten, so like overall I just wanted to say that.
You worked with us, thank you, shout out.
We have met like really incredible people along the way, so that's like one of the main reasons I really love doing Locals Only, is because of the people you meet in contexts that I would never have met them.
Yeah.
Like very like... like kind of just like start up a conversation at the show, and you'll meet like the best, most interesting people, and it's been really great, and we've learned a lot from them. And it's like kind of people that you wouldn't really run into your day-to-day life, just like going to school, like going to class with the same people.
Yeah.
So it like kind of it's eye-opening to meet people that have a completely different life than you. They don't just go to your same school and do the same things every day.
Yeah, definitely. I completely understand. I feel the same way about the station here at CITR. And one more time, when did Locals Only originate?
So we kind of started up with the idea.
In a McDonald's.
Yes.
In McDonald's.
And we actually DM'd someone asking them for a show.
Sort of as a joke.
We're like, this would be kind of fun. And then we were asked them to perform a show for a company that didn't actually exist yet, just like hypothetically. And then they replied back within maybe 3 seconds, like, I'm down. Whoa. So that was like the beginning.
I guess we have to commit to this now.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
So that was in December. So then like the company kind of started to form like in the very early 2018, like in January.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do like startup things for the first few months, and then our first show took place in March at the Metro
late
Hall.
March.
Yeah, that was the first one. And from the beginning, like that was such a fun experience, such a success. So like from there, we're just continuing to build, continuing to put on regular shows, like trying to do every 2 weeks is kind of the goal now, every second Friday.
Cool. So my next question was actually going to be, how did you come up with the idea? But I guess it was a joke originally.
Yeah, so basically we were walking, I think I was with Olivia here at UBC, and we were just thinking, like, concerts seem like, why aren't there any concerts around? And, like, hypothetically, like, all you need is, like, a person and a room. Like, why don't we just, like, put that on? And, we had, like, we knew there were some Vancouver artists, and we just, like, liked listening to their music, or, like, that would be funny if we got them a show. So, lo and behold, we just, like, DM'd them, sort of, like, joking, and then they just responded. And we're like, okay, you know what, this is funny and fun, let's just go for it.
And it kind of came from the lack that it's something that, if it was happening, we would have attended for sure, and it just didn't exist, so we're like, we should make this exist. Yeah.
Hmm. Is there anyone who inspires you in terms of people who do similar things? It doesn't have to be in Vancouver, just in the industry or artists themselves.
Yeah, definitely. We get a lot of inspiration from just the people we meet and the artists we meet. And a lot of people, it's just interesting seeing how them or their management are just so passionate about what they're doing and how they just find sincere, like, gratitude and, like, fun in what they're doing. For people, like, out of Vancouver that we sort of look up to, I'd say, like, Cole Bennett is a pretty good, like, person to look for that, because he just sort of does his own thing, and he started from, like, grassroots, just making music videos to, he has a really similar campaign to us, just putting on shows for people he likes.
Yeah, I had a feeling you would mention him. Naira actually interviewed him a couple months back. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, yeah. What is your favorite part of doing work with Locals Only?
I would say that it's when Pernilla, Olivia, and I just meet up and talk about upcoming shows, because it's so much fun. Like, we get super hyped about it, and, like, it's kind of like we're just hanging out as friends, but then we're actually, like, doing work in a sense, because we're planning things. And, like, we've had, like, a really good time just, like, sitting somewhere, like McDonald's.
Usually,
like,
McDonald's. Shout out McDonald's.
Yeah, like planning shows and probably like getting kind of like overexcited, like getting super loud.
Oh, yeah. Almost getting kicked out of McDonald's. And then also another like nice highlight is always seeing the performers themselves and just sort of just randomly choosing people that we think, you know, they sound cool or they have a cool thing going on, and actually seeing them, you know, perform and like do their thing. Be like, oh, yeah, we got that going. Like, that's fun.
Speaking of that, so what's the process for a rapper to actually be a part of one of your shows?
So they can actually just hit our Instagram. A lot of people, we just get, like, either we find their Instagram or their SoundCloud and we, like, ask them. Or a lot of people approach us, and then usually we're just like, okay, like, we got a show going for you sometime then. So if anyone is listening to this and you want to, like, be in a show, it's at locals.only.events on Instagram. Hit us up.
And I don't think we've ever said no. We like putting on shows for pretty much anyone. So if anyone listening is interested in that, you should definitely hit us up.
And if, like, we said maybe, like, I'm still working on it, guys. Like, just wait. You're getting a show, I promise. I'm not ignoring you.
Yeah, so I'd say Instagram is definitely the main platform for finding artists. Especially in the beginning, we would be asking more than getting asked. But now that we've kind of started to build up a momentum, people have been requesting, which is like really great to see because we've kind of like got something going here. People know about it. They want to participate, which is really, really like rewarding.
What's the most difficult part of your work?
Ooh, what is?
Maybe communication with the artists is a bit difficult. Like, we usually live far away from each other. It's difficult to meet up, or like things can be miscommunicated over like texting or phone calls. So we're just trying to be like really clear with artists and making sure that like they know what's going on, like where to be, when to be, and that like we also understand like what they're trying to say to us. And like communication is key. And like we've had some challenges with that in the past. So we're just like trying to be really clear with the artists when we communicate with them.
Then also, just because it's an all ages event, there's so many like sort of like hurdles logistically, like with like permits and clearings and like the way we have to like execute everything.
Like expensive insurance.
Yeah.
Just because it's all ages.
Stuff like that, pretty much. That can be like, it can be like running into a brick wall like over and over again. But like eventually you're like, oh wait, I'll just like go around it like a different way. So it works out, but it can be like, there's like frustrating moments with that, but it's always worth it just because we have so much fun.
Yeah, it's like right now we're looking into having a club show at Fortune. So that's probably going to be in the next year or so. And with that, there are some challenges when it comes to all ages. So like we're kind of just trying to decide, do we want to do an all ages at Fortune's, or are we going to make it 19 plus? Like, so there's a lot of decisions to be made when it comes to that, because it is a lot easier to book through Fortune and just ignore the all ages factor. But then at the same time, a lot of the people that want to come may be underage, and like they want to have fun too, and like it's difficult for them. There's not as many things to do, so we're trying to like accommodate everyone when it comes to that.
Definitely. And so in the future, do you have any big goals for Locals Only? Is there a dream?
Ooh, there's many dreams. So the Locals Only dream is that, like, we have to change the name to like Everywhere Only, like that big. But like obviously we're all about Vancouver and like the local scenes, just like, you know, like keeping everything going with this, but also putting on bigger and better
expanding,
stuff.
Like, you know, everyone's a local somewhere, so it's not only limited to Vancouver. And something that like I would dream about is to like fly someone out to Vancouver and have like a really big name perform. Like, that'd be super super cool. Someone that's like just taking off. Like, we were actually talking about this a couple months ago before he blew up. We're like thinking of having like Juice WRLD out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And then he blew up. We're like, oh, that's been done.
And then we're like, oh, what about like Tamethazine? And then he like blew up to it. Okay, we need like look again.
Yeah. So like someone like that that's just kind of like on the brink. And then that would probably be hosted at like a club. So that's kind of like a future like long-term goal.
Yeah,
so like fly someone out.
We might be having someone come up from like LA in October to perform, so that's like sort of, you know, getting towards that goal, but you know, just like building.
So you talked about going from Locals Only to Everyone Only. So how'd you guys come up with the name Locals Only? What's the story behind
that? Okay, so I was on the UBC ski team for like a little bit, and then I realized like, oh, I don't have time, and like I'm not as good as like everyone else. So I was on a trip in Whistler, and like the people on the team were talking about like a club there, like a bar. They're like, oh, like, you can't go there. It's like for locals only. And I'm like, oh, that's a cool name. And it was like really soon after we had come up with this idea, and we were like deciding through a lot of things, and there were like a lot of really terrible ideas. I think one was like, they kept on sounding like frat names. Like, we'd try and come up with one, it was like Strictly Business. We were like, no, that sounds like a frat. Like, we can't do that. So like we just settled on Locals Only, and then my friend Adrian made the design. We're like, okay, we're just going to stick with this. It looks good.
Yeah, it kind of has a nice ring to it, in my opinion, and it makes sense because we are like promoting like musicians in like local Vancouver. Whereas a lot of the other names we had like no connection to what we were actually doing at
all. We're just like, oh, that sounds sort of cool, right? So yeah, that's basically it.
Cool.
I think we're gonna take a quick break. Okay. We're going to play a couple songs. I've added Go Yard up after this one, a song that you guys like. I'm just curious, is this artist from here?
Yeah, so that's by QC and YT, and we put on a show for them a while back. It was a really good show. We had a lot of fun working with their manager, Dan. You might know him as Details. And so it was a good show, and we like the song.
Awesome. Okay, so right now this is Photosynthesis by Blank Banshee. This is just in the background. And after this is going to be Go Yard by QC and YT. And just an explicit warning, hide the kids for this one. We'll be right back. This is We're on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac.
I'm in the pussy, I'm soaking. Too many hoes, they can't fit the rave. I pop the perk in the Escalade. Got your bag 250. Huh? In big new city. St. Louis, rock my bag. Had to put up in a brand new Jag. Shorty shit wet like the ocean. I'm in the pussy, I'm soaking. Too many hoes, they can't fit the rave. I pop the perk in the Escalade. Got your bag 250. Your girlfriend says she missed me. Put on the map my city. Pull to the party with bitties. I swear to God, I ain't be flexing. I pray to God to be blessing. Flash on you, you stressing. Undertaker, I be wrestling. RKL, your hoe. L1 in the hole. If I took your bitch and spent one night, she did the snow. Hey, I'm in Amelia coat. Import his ass off the boat. I ain't be fucking, I only get touched, so best believe it's on the throat. Hop in the Imagine Swerve. Hop in the Imagine Skirt. I bet that bitch a new purse. Gucci satchel with the merch. Hold up, shawty, what you worth? I drop his hand in the dirt. I'm in the Sprite with the perk. Stand on the curb and I serve. Got your bag 250. Woo! Born in big new city. St. Louis rock my bag. Had to put up in a brand new Jag. Shawty shit wet like the ocean. Ocean. I'm in the pussy, I'm soaking. Woo! Too many hoes, they can't fit the race. I pop the perk in the Escalade. Hey, go your bag 250. Too I don't walk in the trap, now lead it. To the bitch, of my dick, don't kill me. Just got back from San Sven 50. Hey, put a hat pie in the Phantom. Pull up with the dick, Bobby Dazzler. Pull up with them, stick to the magic. The trap doing number fantastic. I done ran out of elastic. Elastic. Don't talk on my name, should get tragic. Grabbing the mace. Smoking slugs back to the face. 38 leaving no trace. Smoking straight gas, I be nuking. I'm smoking them blunts, they bazookas. I'm wearing a white of the Klu Klux. Damn, I'm in the back of the Chrysler. I'm drinking on Lino but Wiser. Shut the fuck up, you little fiend. Who the fuck is the little buyer? Tommy down expensive attire. What? Not this one for all of the bad hoes. All the niggas in Gucci clothes. Gucci. We run up the music, do numbers. I fuck your little hoe, she off Tumblr. What? Smoking a blunt, not a bubbler. Give me the work, I want 10. We stay in the trap with the Glock and the Benz. Damn. Got your bag 250. Woo! Born in big new city. St. Louis rock my bag. Huh? I done put up in a brand new Jag. Shawty shit wet like the ocean. Ocean. I'm in the pussy, I'm soaking. Woo! Too many hoes, they can't fit the way. I pop the perk in the Escalade. Skrrr!
Hello, hello. This next song is by August Cooper, and it actually got featured on Spotify Weekly for this week. They're friends of mine, and I would like to promote their stuff this month because it's August. So stay tuned for that, and this is Headache by August Cooper.
I don't want to be the prey. I don't want to be the victor. But I don't want to be the lion. This isn't my kingdom. Oh, I just want to trust. I don't want to fear. I'm standing in the sun now. You have no place here. I've been thinking way too much about what you said.
Think it's psychosis. Headache in my head, got me feeling emotion. Overdose emotion, you can't slow this. Sonic flow, my O's are still going up. Ozone is the gold and we blowing up. Can't hold us, no, you can't stop me. Cause I'm held down even though the road rocky. My God got me on the phone, so no talking. I don't wanna hear a word from your mouth. You will fly on the wall like a bird in the house. Bird in the library, what you chirping about? Trying to work, but messing with self-worth is the route you want. Peace out, my mind is occupied. God, art, love, and my time has already died. I feel like I've been thinking way too much about the negatives. It took a little while, but I'm ahead of it.
I've been thinking way too much about what you said. Get out my head, just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you said. Get out my head, just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you said. Get out my head, just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you said. Get out my head, just get out my head.
So this is Word on the Street. We're back in the air. My name is Ethan. In case you're just joining us, we're here with the founders of Locals Only. So going back to our interview, a question I had is, So looking at the work you guys have done in the past, it seems like you kind of combine fashion and hip-hop a lot. Is there a reason behind that? Is it something you want to talk about?
I feel like the two like subjects go really hand in hand. Like you can't really listen to a show with, I mean, you can't really listen to a song without hearing a lot of stuff about fashion, and fashion's so inspired by hip hop. And so it seemed like just a natural step to take. When we were like planning a larger show, we wanted more things to be going on with it. So we just invited a bunch of local brands to come out, and it actually ended up being a really good experience for them to connect with each other, collab with each other, and also just like get some of their stuff out there and start selling. And it was really interesting to see how that worked out. And it's just a really good experience. And right. Then we work a lot with Ill Kids because he's in the avant-garde all the time. And he helps us out. So we have that show coming up next week.
Nice.
Any brands you want to promote? You said Ill Kids earlier.
Oh,
any
yeah.
other ones?
Ill Kids, yeah. He has a lot of really cool pieces out. I was lucky enough to help shoot him with our photographer the other week. Well, take some photos and stuff. And so that's one brand. And then we might do some work with Simple. So that's another good clothing brand. And then we had a Sculpist out. There's just so many in Vancouver. So if you check our Instagram, we have them all tagged.
We did a pop-up, and we had about like 20 brands that came on June 1st. So that was really cool to see them all like networking with each other. Like, and I think it could open up opportunities for a collaboration between them. And the best part about it is that I think, yeah, every single one of them sold at least one piece that night by people stopping by. So it felt really good that we were able to provide that and kind of let their clothing brands take off and like start selling. Some of them, it was like the first piece that they've sold. So,
And also Fresh Lou is another clothing brand, and they're doing the collab with Ill Kids. I totally forgot that. It's the two of them at our show.
So a big part of the value of Locals Only, as you're saying, it's not just musicians, it's fashion and other things, is giving opportunities to artists around here. So I would say we're similar way because, you know, we're a station, we bring locals only on here. And with having that platform, what does that mean to you guys? I mean, it's pretty impressive. You come in the past 6 months or so and you have this thing going for you now. So what does that mean to you?
It's awesome. It's like so incredible to just be like able to put things together and be able to say like, oh, like I helped out with this and I'm able to like help people do what they love. And thank you so much for having us on and like,
of course,
more local fun connections. And yeah, no, it's just like incredible. We've met so many like great people, and just like so many like things have happened that I could have like never dreamed of. And that sometimes we have to like take a step back and be like, oh, like this is way more fun than like whatever we would have been like doing otherwise, like going to the mall or whatever.
And it's just interesting because we've actually known each other since high school, and like we would never really have like pictured ourselves doing this when we were like in grade 10, grade 11. Like it's just like things are so different now. We have like different interests. So yeah, we've come a long way since then, and I'm like really, really glad that I get to do this, and that I get to do this with my best friends and all the new people and new friends we've made. So it's been like overall like really amazing.
And I wanted to ask about the focus of the genre, which is rap, and I don't really like this term, but I'm gonna use it, SoundCloud rap.
Yeah.
So what does SoundCloud rap mean to you guys, and why is it that you choose to focus on that specifically?
So to me, SoundCloud rap is artists that are just at the very beginning of their careers. They're starting out. It's a platform that's accessible to everyone. So it's like people that wouldn't really know like kind of how to put on a show or like who to talk to, that are just at the very beginning, that are like just kind of making music, doing what they love, putting it on SoundCloud. So that's like kind of the first step for a lot of artists, is just using SoundCloud as their first platform and then going from there.
And like, more to define SoundCloud, it's like, I don't know, it doesn't really have a definition. Like, it's super vague, which is nice, because the artists we work with, they're just like, they're so different, because we have artists who have like an old school sort of style versus people who are like really like emo or punk influenced. And it's really cool to mix all these sounds together and be able to work with like such an array of performers. So like, I feel like SoundCloud is still really pivotal to us, because like we see it just in like the really simple term. Like if someone asks us for a show, I'll just be like, what's your SoundCloud? Like everyone is just like so like classic, like SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Just to go a step further, why rap in particular?
I feel like there's, Vancouver has a really good music scene. If you're like in a band or if you're in an indie band or alternative music, there's already a lot of established venues and promoters and people to work with. But there wasn't really anything specifically going for rap, especially like SoundCloud rap and more people starting out, and especially local artists. Like if you go probably like Happy Ending Friday at Fortune, like you can listen to rap, but it won't be the same like local stuff. And we saw there wasn't really any opportunity for local rap artists, but there was the same opportunities for other genres. So we thought we might as well get in on this and help out.
And then there's also so many more barriers for this genre. It seems like venues are biased against it. Insurance companies are biased against it. So it's like we have the most influence to help out people that are like in the genre. Like, for example, like we're trying to book insurance, mm-hmm. and insurance companies would be like, okay, yeah, sure. Like we have an event insurance, like here you go. And then they'd be like, oh, just checking like at the last thing, like what genre is it? We'd be like, oh, it's mm-hmm. hip hop. And like, oh, never mind. We don't do that
we
service.
Don't do
that.
We don't
it's interesting.
Service.
Because they have the sort of bias that the risk is too high for that kind of show, as if it's going to be like too crazy. Wild, too crazy. So there are like all those barriers set up in the way, in terms of even venue owners say, we do everything except for rap. Or so there's that kind of bias against it. So since it's harder for artists to get into it on their own, it's like more useful for us to help them.
And also, like, rap is like such a big thing right now. Like, I think it just like replaced on the Billboard like rock for America's
most. It's the biggest in North America.
Yeah. So like, you might as well, like, we have it like coming up, so we gotta support them.
Yeah, I just want to comment on that. I think that it's foolish, and it's kind of, you're being oblivious to mm-hmm. the industry right now if you're still against hip hop and rap music or anything influenced by it. Because I mean, Kendrick Lamar just won the Pulitzer, and there's never been an artist that's not classic or jazz that's ever done that before. There's no rock artist that's ever done that before. And I mean, like you said, and like I just said, it's the biggest in North America, and you see how much these kids get into it. And yeah, I don't understand why it's still an issue, honestly. And there's this whole stigma again, oh, you know, it's violent, and they're only swearing, like, they're not saying anything else. But there's a lot more underneath that if you really look at it.
Mm-hmm. Like, the production that goes into it is just amazing, and people come with songs that have, like, so much meaning to them, but also, like, just the fun, crazy songs. Like, what's wrong with it? It's good.
And so, with that in mind, is there anything you plan on the future to push hip-hop further in Vancouver? Is there any kind of blueprint to that?
It's definitely very, very like groundworks right now. We just like put on the shows, see like how people respond to it, get people coming out more and more to each show, and just building it up very organically and naturally. Mm-hmm. But we do have, like, when we look at our blueprint of our plans for the future, we just want to be able to diversify the types of performances we put on, because right now we put on a lot of smaller, intimate underground shows, and we definitely want to keep going with that. I feel like a lot of music companies that start out that way, they definitely move away from that. So we want to keep that going, but still have the larger shows as well, because that is definitely an end goal. And just be able to help promote artists as well. If people want to share their work, we can help them out with our platform and stuff like that too. And definitely what we're doing with the fashion companies, definitely want to create sort of more of a merger with the local streetwear and local music. Because although in the general sense, if you look at like the people at the top, you can definitely see that they're interwoven. I feel like in the Vancouver community, these things are very separate at times.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add on to that?
So I think we're trying to diversify, like still continuing with the like very small venues where the audience is like very close to the performer, very intimate settings, while also kind of moving away from that a little bit and hosting larger shows that have a completely different vibe but that are also fun. So kind of working on those simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Last couple questions here. Just before we kind of finish up, anyone you want to plug, you want to promote, anyone you want to shout out?
Like, artist-wise, there's definitely a few. Young Ness. We put on a few shows for him. He always comes out. He's super good. Super good live. If you ever see that, we have a show for him. Like, you guys should definitely come check it out. And I think he has a music video dropping soon, so you guys should definitely hit that up. There's also like a lot of really good people putting on videos and photographers. So the thing is, if you like look into the rappers, you'll also find those people, and they're doing a lot of good work behind the scenes.
And then another artist that we'd like to give a little shout out to is Stone Cold Finger. We did a show for him in March, and very high energy, also very like great to work with. Definitely like check out Stone Cold Finger on SoundCloud.
And I think he has sort of a similar view to us, because I believe he's also doing more fashion stuff and integrating those together. So it's really like a person that personifies like what we're doing as well.
For sure. Speaking of which, let's play a song by him. This one's called Automatic. And again, explicit warning, hide the kids. This is Automatic by Stone Cold Finger.
Swag, 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 times two. Ice cold, I was sipping on some lemons, baby, grab my cell phone. I've been chilling with some friends, I don't know. They been cold, so they packing all them weapons, I don't know. They aim low when they spraying automatic. Ice cold, I was sipping on some lemons, baby, grab my cell phone. I've been chilling with some friends, I don't know. They been cold, so they packing all them weapons, and you know. They aim low when they spraying automatic. Homie had to tell me get my money up. Now I'm packing heat just like a ramen cup. See me down the street and now they running up. See me down the street and now they show me love. All my photos candid.
I'm a group of bands.
Those be so expansive.
I'm up on a clans too.
And my flight just landed.
I'm up in France too.
Bitches just to dance with.
And they shake their ass too.
I've been rocking CBG. Always bitches shit to me. I've been rocking Lowell's Glow. Nigga been a prodigy. Popping on the TV screens.
Nigga talking CBC.
Shawty begging BBC.
Always bitches
snatch it off the neck. Nigga lost his keep. Okay, popping up the text now. Get asked to dance this now. Baby, won't you guess? Baby, asking for a kiss.
Nah.
Pounding on my chest, don't you step up on my kicks.
Nah.
Hey, I've been rocking CDG.
Always bitchin' shit to me.
I be rocking IOB.
Nigga been a prodigy.
Popping on the TV screens.
Nigga talking CBC.
Shawty begging BBC.
Always bitchin' shit to me.
I've been rocking CDG. And I will be.
Nigga been a prodigy.
Popping on the TV screens.
Nigga talking CBC.
I'ma start a symphony.
Instruments gon' sing to me.
Yeah, ay, call it number nine, you can call me all the time, ay, call me all the time, baby girl, you so fine, ay, call me all the time, you can call me all the time, ay, call it nine, you can call me all the time, ay, call me on the line, ay, you can call me anytime you want, and she tryna get the head, I cannot give her what she want, ay, I don't fuck with bitch, your niggas cause they want something from me, but I'm fucking with it, bitch, your nigga did some digits, oh, yeah, she like me, I don't fuck with she, ay, no, 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 I don't, ay, chop her to my head, ay, that bitch said she ready, ready to get heavy, I'ma fuck her if she different on my back, ay, miss girl, yeah, she sitting on the lap, waiting for the sun and playing with a cat, oh, they young nigga, I'm the young shit, ay, I just do my own, ay, they
niggas on my dick. Ay, who that young nigga named Milo? That's me. Pull up on the spot, bag pussy. This ain't weed. I don't fuck with you sipping, tossing. That's what's up. Ay, ballin' out, no need, no syrup in my coat. Posted with my team, every corner know what's up. Ay, I don't fuck pussy, zip it, begging to get fucked. Put me on the line if you tryna say what's up. Ay, call me all the time. Trying to say what's up.
Yeah, ay, call her number now. You can call me all the time. Ay, call me all the time. Baby girl, you so fine. Ay, call me all the time. You can call me all the time. Ay, call her now. You can call me all the time. Ay, oh, you looking fine, looking great in that dress. Ay, oh, we gon' make a mess all up on that dress. Ay, oh, that young nigga. Ay, it's me, I'm overdue. Ay, ballin' on my Ralph Simmons. My niggas get the tools. Ay.
Hello, hello. We are back. You're listening to Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. And today, we are talking to the founders of Locals Only. And now that we're done the interview, we're just going to talk about music in general for a bit. So, are there any artists, albums that have caught your attention lately?
Ooh, I'm personally just really excited for Slime Language. I like Young Thug a lot, so, so I'm just excited for that. But Astroworld, that was pretty good. It took me a while, but it's like starting to grow on me.
Yeah, like the first time I listened to it, I was like, I'm not sure what to think, and then like kind of got better and better. Yeah,
There's always like there's a lot of good stuff coming out now. Vancouver wise, So Low Key always has really good stuff. I've been listening to them a lot. And
I saw them in Efez and Frank. Actually gonna try to get them on here. Yeah,
no, they're like, we have them on our Instagram. I keep on meaning to set something up for them. Cause they're really good.
Yeah.
Always nice listening to that.
Hopefully get something going with them soon, yeah.
Where, do you guys listen to Travis Scott aside from, have you listened to him before?
Oh, of course. Days Before Radio. Yeah, okay, that's cool, a good stuff. That's why I'm not too excited about Astroworld.
Right. So where would you put Astroworld?
It's the worst. I mean, out of it's everything? Not bad, but like, okay. Oh no, actually, I don't like birds that much.
You don't like birds?
It's still good. I like everything, but like, Rodeo, yeah, and Days Before. And then the other two are like interchangeable.
Mm. How about you, Ethan? Anything that's come out in the past few months since
you
haven't been
here? Yeah,
there's
this pretty low-key, I guess like hip-hop, funk, electronic fusion guy that I want to plug. His name's Noah Slee. I found out about him by chance. So I was in India. My cousin and I were looking for a club to hit up. This random dude was drunk outside of a club. He was like, go to the show. It will change your life. And it changed my life. It's the best live show I've ever been to.
Really?
That's Noah Slee. He's based out of Berlin. He's from New Zealand originally, but he's got some super chill stuff. It's really cool.
That's cool.
That's fun.
Definitely. I have to say probably the best, since we're talking about hip-hop, probably one of my favorite hip-hop albums of the summer was Taboo by Denzel Curry, like we were talking about him earlier. Put that over Astroworld. I think he's pretty innovative, and I don't understand how he hasn't become more popular, because he's a very good rapper when it comes down to actually spitting.
Mm-hmm. Like, I keep on forgetting that this summer has been, like, really good for music. Like, we had a Kanye album, a Kid Cudi album, a Kanye and Kid Cudi collab, like, even, like I actually really like Die Lit by Playboi Carti. Like, I know a lot of people are probably going to be like, what an idiot, but, like, that's so good. Like, honestly, like, album of the year. Like,
yeah, it's honestly been a very busy summer. It's been really good. And, like, they come out one by one, so you don't really notice, but, like, looking back, I'm like, oh, actually, like, so many things came out this summer.
Like, I haven't had the chance to listen to the YG album yet, but I heard it's really good, and, like, there's like the new Gunna and Lil Baby and like so much stuff. I'm like, oh, if I had more time to listen, I'd be like just very happy.
Since you guys host concerts pretty much, are there any you're going to? Is there anybody you want to see?
We were going to Comethazine, and then the date changed, so now we're
reevaluating that. I'm going to see Beach House, sort of like switching it up. Like, yeah, we like other genres too, but I would love to see so many people. I would love to see Young Thug, but I don't think he's ever going to come to Canada. But I will, like, make the trek out to, like, Seattle.
He's touring with J. Cole. I think he's coming to Seattle.
So I'm not sure about J. Cole, but I'd love to see
Young Thug. Yeah. I mean, if Young Thug is there with him, would you go?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Like, I might have to book off work for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's Labor Day weekend. So it's pretty soon if you want to go down there. I'm just saying.
You're inspiring me. I have to change some plans now.
It's a possibility.
What other genres do you listen to?
Personally, I like pretty much everything. I'm not trying to flex, but I was a pretty big Hank Williams fan before that kid. Like, before the kid, I still listened to him. I did, like, all my homework to him. Everyone made fun of me, but he's good. What else? I, like, grew up on, like, Linkin Park and Coldplay, just, like, same. Random stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I like that. Personally, I used to really like indie music. It's still good, but, like, I find myself listening more rap now.
Sometimes, like, you're more in the mood for something, like, chill, like, kind of slow and, like, relaxing, like Frank Ocean or, like, Kevin Abstract, something like that. It's, like, nice sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like, Mild High Club. They're, like, my favorite band ever. So, like, I'd give them a locals-only show, even though they're not rap, but... So, yeah, then rap, obviously. I think we like that a lot.
So, is Young Thug kind of your grail concert?
Yeah.
Is there anyone...
Just my, like, grail person. Like, okay. I'd love to be
Well,
Young
you got
Thug.
The t-shirt on. Yeah. So, because, I mean, everyone here and can't see that, but she is wearing a Young Thug t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm dressed for the occasion. Yeah, no, he's probably, the grail. I'd love to see him. What about you, Mia?
To pick one person.
Only one.
Honestly, I like the local ones, the ones that we do. Yeah. They're my favorite. Like,
good answer.
I like the concerts we're already doing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, Young Thug would be great, but, like, it'd only be better if we put it on for him. So, Jeffrey, if you're listening to this, hit us up.
How about you, Ethan? Do you have one like that?
Like a Holy Grail concert?
Yeah.
Probably need a time machine. I don't know, it would probably be, like, a 90s or early 2000s pop punk band. Because, like, on the inside, I'm still, like, this emo kid. I don't know, maybe early Green Day, early Blink-182.
Yeah.
Maybe even Modern Baseball. They just broke up. But, yeah, that would be a good show, I think.
Yeah, I would say if I was going to use a time machine, like Nirvana, I have a soft spot for Eminem way back. not so much anymore. Current day, though, if Frank Ocean ever tours.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
I don't know if he ever will, but we'll see.
If I have a time machine, then, like, Hank Williams is back on the table. So is Johnny Cash and probably, like, Joy Division. That's my time machine favorites.
It's just funny because, like, I used to roast you so much, like, listening to Hank Williams, like, so many years ago, and, like, now it's a thing that, like, people actually know.
Yeah, like, see, I'm always ahead of the curve. In a few days, people will be like, whoa, like, you hear about locals only? Like, so we're always ahead of it. So keep up, everyone.
So we got a few minutes left, and I just want to say again, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
Guys, CITR is the best. You better always be listening to this.
Thank you.
And last chance, plug whoever you want. You can't get everyone in. Obviously, you're going to forget. But just say whatever you want.
Shout out everyone we've ever worked with, like, except, like, a handful of people. Like, they know who they are, but, like, everyone else, there's so much love. I can't even just, like, choose. But definitely, like, really big shouts out always to people at the Avant Garden, James and Landon. They're always, like, always connecting us and, like, helping us out so much.
Yeah, so just if we forgot to mention you, we're still very thankful, and to, like, everyone we've worked with. So thank you all.
Big shout outs.
Cool. Thanks for coming. This has been We're on the Street. We'll be back next week at 5 p.m. again, right after Nardwar, the Human Serviette Show. This has been Isaac, your host, and we'll see you again next week. To close off, this is Ian, again by August Cooper. Bye-bye.
My eyes can see where my feet can't go. My mother's hand around my throat. I can't breathe. No, I can't speak. Thank you. stretch my hand out, and as my fingers touch yours, our skin will crumble. Our skin will crumble. Skin will crumble.
This is Emily Toyota, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Got a bullet in my back, making me limp. Making big boy choices, know what I mean? Caught him drunk in a jail cell. We're still friends, cause we're both going to hell. This matters.